I could be wrong, but I don't remember it seeing that much hate as it does now because of the, you know, the MOBA gay, cash grab, whatever. But,
I don't know. I've seen plenty of, fate threads on A get shit posted into oblivion.
It's shit posted, but it seems like it's in its own containment, as in, like, you know, oh, worms, this and that, you know, and it's shit talking within itself. But I don't really recall, this is, I'm talking about like way back then, about, you know, saying, oh, you know, Faith, piece of shit, whatever. I mean, sure, every franchise has haters. You're going to see that. You're going to see someone talking shit about something, like, you know, even something that I believe is, well, then again, is an opinion, like something that's widely liked. Like, let's say, Hidamari Sketch. I don't know anybody that dislikes Hidamari Sketch. That's just me. But however, you're going to find someone that has it somewhere in the world. Because nothing in this world is universally hated. And nothing in this world is universally liked. But it seems that, like, when something gets big, draws a lot of attention, a lot of people, it draws a lot more haters. You know, and I don't think that's particularly right. Because just because something new comes out that doesn't really appeal to you, you shouldn't forget the old parts of the franchise that really, you know, that you liked. So a lot of people used to be Fate fans, but then as soon as this mobile game came out, they basically just said, no, Fate's a piece of shit. It's trash now. But they forgot the roots, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's weird.
Don't let the shitty fan base ruin a thing that you like.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And a lot of people don't seem to understand that, because sure, you can, like, a lot of people like to enjoy stuff in a group. And that's, you know, understandable because we're, you know, humans are social creatures and whatnot. But I think that just because something has a shitty fan base or a character has a shitty fan base doesn't necessarily mean that you should dislike it or start to dislike even though you liked it in the past.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, 100%. It actually, it's pretty funny. I'm thinking about, like, how pleasant Undine is as, like, the background to this, like, very inspiring talk. I'm too low. I gotta get closer to the mic. Okay, hopefully that'll be good. Wait, hang on a second.
I think...
Okay, hopefully that's a little better. I mentioned before that I read the Fate Stay Night VN, like, pretty much right after it was first translated a long time ago, and, like, I remember how cool it was to be a VN fan back then, because, like, not a lot of people were reading VNs, and, like, yes, obviously, like you said, there are always going to be shit posters, but it felt like a community of people who kind of all liked the same thing, and yeah, now that, like, Fate Go has brought, like, a flood of new fans into the scene who haven't really paid their dues, maybe even read, I bet most of them haven't even read the fucking VN.
Yeah,
like,
I promise you that. I'd say about 75% of people who play Fate Go have not read the visual novel. Like, I'm willing to bet money on that.
That sucks. Read the VN.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is. It's like also a bunch of games too. Games are like that too. I'm trying to think of an example of this. Damn, I had one in the tip of my tongue. That it's a game, like, I guess Devil May Cry. This is a bad example because I don't think someone jumps straight into Devil May Cry 5, but, like, it can happen. You see people who jump into sequels without playing, you know, the ones before, and, like, they don't really get a full, you know, grasp on the story, because I feel like if you read the visual novel of Fate Stay Night and you go into Fate Go, or if you read anything previously, you've seen Fate Zero or anything other of Fate and played Fate Extra, it feels like, you know, it means something. Because then you see these characters that you liked, at least, you know, I assumed you liked some of them if you've seen it.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, in those certain scenes with them mean something. And it feels like someone who doesn't see the previous media is really missing out on the full experience.
I agree. Yeah. And of course, these days, if you tell somebody that, you get screamed at for gatekeeping. So, you know, it's another shitty, like... It's not that we're telling you that you can't have fun and enjoy stuff. What we're telling you is that you don't have the perspective to talk about stuff when you haven't consumed half the material. You know, like, a lot of these people want to talk about, like, oh, you know, like, Fate Go is great, and like, I don't understand why you hate it so much. And it's like, well, you haven't read the VN. Like, you would know if you had. Like, the reason why we hate it so much is because it takes a really cool, established piece of lore and waters it down and fucking, like, dilutes the shit out of it. And it's
just... Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that it is a cash grab. That much is obvious. But you can still enjoy a cash grab because of how fancy.